Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, police in Creston have arrested a man for interference with official acts. Authorities say 43-year-old Brady Gale Rickard of Creston was arrested at around 1:47 a.m. today at a residence in the 800 block of West Adams Street. Rickard was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Three people from Creston were arrested on court orders late Monday, taken into custody for violation of a no-contact order. Was 38-year-old Ryan Lee Fowler, 42-year-old Robert Todd Jackson, and 44-year-old Deanne Michelle Jackson. The Jacksons were arrested at a residence in the 800 block of West Mill Street. Fowler was arrested at a residence in the 300 block of South Walnut in Creston. All three were being held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Fowler and Robert Jackson were being held at the Union County Jail, while Deanne Jackson was being held in the Adams County Jail. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest on Monday of 47-year-old Heather Young from Pacific Junction. She was taken into custody for OWI first offense, the bond for which was set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies in Ringgold County arrested three men following a call about a disturbance in Mount Air over the weekend. The incident happened a little before 2 a.m. on New Year's Day at the Still Smokin' Barbecue in Mount Air. Authorities say 21-year-old Tucker Dara and 39-year-old Vincent Fletchall, both of Mount Air, were arrested for disorderly conduct, fighting, violent behavior. And 23-year-old Devin Jackson of Grant City, Missouri, was arrested for criminal mischief in the third degree. Dara and Fletchall were being held in the Ringgold County Jail on cash bonds amounting to $600 and $2,300, respectively. Jackson's cash bond was also set at $2,300. All three men were being held in the jail until appearing before a magistrate. Well, the City Council in Walnut is scheduled to meet tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock in the Walnut Community Center. Among the discussion and or possible action items on their agenda will be a regional water update, a request for tourism support from the city's Merchants Association, a request for a garbage rate increase, a review of the library budget, and setting the date for a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year Walnut City property tax levy and the date for a budget workshop for the council. In other business, the mayor will talk about the snow ordinance and the council will discuss complaints about merchandise on downtown sidewalks in Walnut. Iowa 3rd District Democrat Congresswoman Cindy Axne will host her 73rd Connect with Your Congresswoman Town Hall this Friday in Red Oak. The event takes place at 4 o'clock at the Montgomery County Family YMCA. Axne will provide attendees with an update on her legislative work in Congress and hear concerns directly from her constituents. Members of the Congresswoman's staff will also be in attendance to assist with casework concerns. And this will be Representative Axne's first Connect with Your Congresswoman Town Hall event in 2022. Her 73rd town hall event as a representative of Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. In addition, Axne is hosting two roundtable discussions this week in Des Moines and in Council Bluffs. The focus of the meetings is to discuss the priorities that Iowa localities have for the $5 billion the state is projected to receive from the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed into law last fall. Today, Axne will host a roundtable in Des Moines with mayors and city officials from Altoona, Clive, Des Moines, Greenfield, Griswold, Johnston, Runnels, Urbandale, and Waukee. That begins at 10:30. And on Friday, she'll host her roundtable in Council Bluffs with mayors and city officials from Council Bluffs, Red Oak, Stanton, Shenandoah, Sydney, Hamburg, Farragut, Pacific Junction, and more, beginning at 10 a.m. Also in the news this morning, the Republican who challenged Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller in 2010 and aims to run against the Democrat incumbent again, Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Brenna Byrd told the Cedar Rapids Gazette she's running for Attorney General this year. Byrd is a former chief of staff for Congressman Steve King. She also served as legal counsel in Governor Terry Branstad's office for 4 years. Byrd served 2 years as Fremont County Attorney and is currently serving as Guthrie County Attorney. Democrat Tom Miller was first elected in 1978 and is seeking an 11th term. He's the country's longest-serving attorney general. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Another Iowa county is a Second Amendment sanctuary. Cherokee County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution on Monday morning. Their action means law enforcement in Cherokee County can't enforce future laws the county believes to be violating the Second Amendment. Cherokee County is now the 31st Iowa county to do so. Many counties have copied their resolution nearly word for word from a template on the Iowa Firearms Coalition website. County supervisors in the following area counties have also declared their counties to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. That includes Adams, Carroll, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Mills, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union. Also in the news, an Iowa man has pleaded guilty to a civil disorder for his actions At the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the federal prosecutor says 51-year-old Daryl Johnson of St. Ansgar and his 26-year-old son Daniel, who's from Austin, Minnesota, climbed through a broken window to get into the Capitol. They were near the front of the crowd that rushed a line of Capitol police, allowing more rioters into the Capitol Rotunda. Each of the Johnsons has pleaded guilty to one count of a civil disorder. It's a felony that carries a maximum sentence of 5 years, but several media report outlets say that they expect he'll be sentenced to 6 months or less. The elder Johnson is one of six Iowans who've been charged with participating in the Capitol riot. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.